With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Senate hard at work this weekend trying to finalize their draft of the Big Beautiful Tax Bill, trying to get it to the president's desk by July 4th. That is still very much up in the air. Senate Republicans earlier today did unveil a new version of the $4.2 trillion tax cut package to try and satisfy some of their members. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says even as they're working hard to do that, he's been keeping close contact with House Speaker Mike Johnson.
You know, we want to make sure that we're all rowing in the same direction and that we produce a bill in the Senate that hopefully the House can take up and pass and put on the president's desk.
Meanwhile, as Greg Clugston reports, the president's remaining in Washington this weekend and trying to help secure a final vote.
As congressional Republicans race to finalize the president's tax and spending cut bill, the president is staying at the White House this weekend to help get it across the finish line.
We'll deliver a record tax cut, a record spending cut, a record investment in border security.
Over the past week, GOP senators have been working through a list of difficult issues, including Medicaid health care cuts. They need those reductions in order to pay for tax breaks. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Yael Eckstein with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews says even as Iran threatened death to Israel in recent years, Israelis have been working and praying to keep the peace and protect human life.
Israel was investing billions of dollars of protecting the citizens. And so the IDF has been remarkable. I believe that we're seeing open miracles.
Former Senator Jim Talent says Iran's plans for regional domination have more or less fallen through now.
Hamas has been destroyed. Obviously, Assad is gone. Trump is already working on Syria to turn it into a conservative Sunni state rather than a radical Sunni state.
Senator Talent spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. A new poll asks clergymen about their family life. Here's Michael Harrington.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it finds that most Protestant clergymen do not believe that their job conflicts with their family life very often. But when it does, 80% of them say they choose family over job. 90% of clergy say their spouse is enthusiastic about being in ministry with them. And about 70% of pastors who answer the poll say their job does not impact their efforts to give time to their spouse and children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Leo says there should be no tolerance in the Catholic Church for any type of abuse. Leo made his first public comments about the clergy sex abuse scandal in a written message to a Peruvian journalist who documented an especially egregious case of abuse and financial corruption in a Peruvian-based Catholic movement. In it, the new pope says it is urgent to root in the whole church a culture of prevention. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court ruled that Texas's age verification law for porn websites is constitutional.
An issue in the Texas case is whether online pornographers should be required to verify that a visitor to their website is 18 before letting him in. Texas argues that the law is necessary because smartphones have made access to online porn, including hardcore obscene material, almost instantaneous. Studies have shown that children in the U.S. are now seeing pornography as young as 10 years old. More than a dozen states have enacted verification laws like the one in Texas. The pornographers argue that their First Amendment rights are being violated. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Police have detained six Americans in South Korea. They allegedly tried to use the tides toward North Korean shores to send some items there. They were detained on allegations of violating safety laws after trying to release some 1,600 bottles filled with things like rice, U.S. dollar bills, and Bibles. More of these stories at SRNews.com.